motion to go into closed session?
Well,
You had a motion on the floor.
Mr. Waddell started a motion to have all the convenience centers on the same schedule. That's as far as he elaborated and nothing else. So do you want to withdraw the motion?
We'll withdraw the motion and get some more people here.
Okay.
And the motion, yeah, was it the only one? I made a motion to something about the price the guy's charging.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah, we can discuss all that then. Make a motion to go into closed session on 2.2-3711A-1.
I'll say.
Employment personnel. Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Start District One, go to each supervisor and ask that be discussed anything other than what we came in closed session for. Mr. Kidwell?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Waddell?
The only thing was.
Simply, it's a yes or a no.
That only proper things were discussed in closed session.
Yes.
Mr. Schumaker? Mr. Flanner?
Yes.
Leonard, yes. Yeah, those are net yes or no questions.
Oh, I thought.
Those are not multiple choice.
I thought you was coming to.
Why would the clerk do that?
Huh?
Why don't the clerk do that? Verify.
Custom.
I will say this before we leave here. This reports and recommendations of the board right here and all this little list that we talked about one, then we make motions about other things that's not even on here. That don't make sense to me. That needs fixed, in my opinion.
Well, there's no way unless you put it on the agenda as an action item.
That's what I'm saying. That right there, if it's something that needs to be took action on, put it on the agenda. Instead of just, we're leaving it out here for a lot of discussion to happen when we should. Make it an action item, take discussion on it. It's reports and recommendations of the board. Well, he's gonna recommend things I did. And there's nowhere for the public to even see that we even talked about it. One of them, for example, that was recommended by the two guys hauling trash here, if that was on the agenda, they would have the opportunity to come here and listen to what we say about it. Or speak to the board to address it.
And I feel like.
That don't happen in this case.
And I feel like they need to be here.
Exactly.
They need to have their say, their fair shake. I mean,
In fairness.
Everyone here would like their fair shake in life, and I feel like if we're gonna discuss these things and do things, I would like to represent myself. If I was doing that, I would like to say, hey, this is what I do, this is why I do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just fair.
Yeah, I agree. And if it's something that the attorney needs help with, or you, whoever, but I would try to tweak that and make it all action or board comment or something other than what it is.
Well,
I'm not trying to.
Some of those things, but the thing about this, some of those things come up after the agenda's already gone out. Just like Dane.
That agenda can change.
Now, I'll have to say, like, tonight is the first time, and I've been 8 solid years, tonight's the first time I've ever seen him bring up one item that. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to back
video up
on that. No, one item versus 10.
Yeah, usually. Well, I got a few things here.
You had some relief to it. We got a long conversation, didn't you?
But to me, as a board member, what he's bringing up, if it ain't on here in this packet, it's all news to me. I don't want to hear it. Put it in here. Let the public know we're going to talk about it.
But like I say, he gets some stuff in that we need to look at. He might get it in on Thursday. You got your board packet over there.
If I can keep from bringing it, I will. But if it's something that comes in a day late or a day after and it really needs to be acted on, or you may get something in that has to be approved and dealt with before the next board meeting. And I don't like to bring a lot of stuff in.
It's odd. It's just odd to me, I guess. I'm not used to it that way. And it don't seem fair to the people that we're talking about. You know what I mean? You need to give them opportunity to be here. And we're shutting them out. All the things you said about these guys on trash is probably true, but we gotta take your word for it if we don't want them.
Most
and I know one of them.
Most of what I would bring in would be just like tonight. Every prior item or something that didn't get in time, but it needs to happen before waiting another month. Or if it's a grant or something that comes in, it needs to be approved and,
sure.
and awarded and sent back out by a deadline. So.
But there are things, like I say, there are some things that come up, you know, that we do forget to put on the agenda. I know, like say, for instance, with the sheriff's department or something, an item comes up or something that maybe not been on the agenda, but whether the sheriff might, you know, mention to one of us or Dane or something, then it gets brought up, you know, at that time right there.
What's the deadline, 3 days?
Well, no, we set the agenda on the Tuesday before the meeting, a week ahead of the meeting, 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. If I've got it by Monday afternoon or early enough Tuesday, I can get it on the agenda. It's not a problem.
Did we have any action items to vote on? I think all we've got to do is figure out a date for a recess meeting. Is that right? Y'all want to throw some dates out there?
Was that recess meeting for the conflict?
Solid waste.
Oh.
Solid waste, yeah.
So it's a special call meeting. So
well, no, it's just a recess. You recess. You can recess your regular meeting to any date in the future and take up items at that time.
Anything that's going to take a long time to get through, we can set back. Then.
A special call meeting would be you've already adjourned. If you adjourn coming out here tonight, you don't meet again until your regular meeting.
But you have to notify the public of a recess meeting.
Yeah, it'll be in the newspaper because Rick will follow up with a story on this, and then I'll tell him what took place after closed session and whether you adjourned the recess and to what date you recess.
It's just like with our budget meeting, you know, you go from one night to the next. You just keep recessing until you get back to your regular meeting.
I'm good any time as long as at least 5 or 6 meetings. I don't get on regular meetings. Roger needs
I would say we need to talk to
department head, yeah.
to Mr. Collinsworth and see how much he has got done on some preparation and stuff to lay out his agenda and his recommendations. And I said from the beginning, I think we need to check with the surrounding counties, and he needs to.
You're
to
talking
bring
about recommendations
that.
On the convenience center.
Yes, that's what the recess meeting is going to be about.
But if we don't set a time before we close this meeting, we can't do it until next month. Is that correct, man?
Unless you have a call meeting.
A special call meeting.
Before that.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to have. If
call
you're
meetings
have Gary,
are cumbersome.
If you're going to have Gary do a whole lot of research and all that stuff,
maybe
you might as well just have him back at the next meeting.
What are we?
If we're having these major problems, why does he need to do research? He ought to know exactly what he needs to fix the problem.
He has had studies of Washington County. He did this once before. He had Washington County, Virginia, and instances where they handle their problems, and then back our surrounding counties. He needs to study and present their hours and stuff like that.
But we're all totally different. You can't compare Scott County with Lee County or Wise County or any other county because of some of our areas are so they're so remote that there's just no comparison.
But Scott County does that. Gary says Scott County adjusts their schedules out places on the perimeters of their county that's close. If they've got a site close to another county, they limit the hours on that. I mean, studies like that is things he
can
present.
Can I make a suggestion? If the board establish a solid waste committee to do some study and evaluation and bring it back to the full board, I would recommend 2 board members, the solid waste get you out of the public meeting laws and let the committee work on this, determine how much information needs to be brought forward. And the committee can screen through what they've proposed to be brought to the board and what doesn't come to the board. That's just my thought. And if the committee wants to gather input from each of the individual members that are not on the committee, but to sit down as a public body together and start hashing through all this, it's going to take forever.
I agree with if we're going to do this going through the committee, because we're burning through a lot of time in our meeting that we could be doing business when we're having discussion on things that we, it's just.
And we've done this in the past.
But the thing about it is, it boils down to dollars. It's not just about garbage, it's about dollars. That's what this whole thing is about, folks. We said it tonight, it's $59.32. This falls back to dollars that we are paying for out of the taxpayers' pockets to dispose of Clintwood, Virginia, Scott County, Wise County, Claiborne County, Bell County, Hancock County. It's about dollars. Fellas, it's not about my job and garbage, but it's about dollars. And that's what I was getting at the Jasper side over there, how much it had shrunk. This whole thing's about dollars. And we're going to be hit in April. We're going to be hit again. I think we're going to be hit hard. And this whole thing's about dollars, folks. I'm sorry that you all think it's all about garbage, but it's about dollars.
Well, everybody here, I'm sure, wants to save the county money and stuff like that. And I want to save the taxpayers all the money that we can. But if we continue to draw out long discussion when we could be conducting business moving forward on some things, and if we, like Dane said, if we put a committee together and that could be separate of some things, and that they could bring the findings there, and that would speed the process along with a lot of other things.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm against that. I that we need somehow to be presented to the board, but I'm just saying back, it is dollars. That's what this is. It's dollars.
Yeah.
If it ain't a conflict, I'll be on the board. I'll be one.
I'd say I'd be a conflict. I'd go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
The other individual board members can make their concerns known to the committee of what they'd like them to look at. That they've got a personal issue about it in case it's something the committee doesn't think of.
Yeah.
Each board member can have input to the committee. But it will just free you up so much more to be able to get into this.
We had a 2-hour meeting in here with Collinsworth. He was here 2 hours. He was at the beach. But he's wanting to close some centers, centralize a lot of things. I heard a lot of that. There is a lot that he's wanting to talk about. I don't know if we do all that in one meeting. But
that's something we don't need to go through in a public meeting here.
No, you can't do it overnight either. It's going to take some time. But no, I think I'm not there. You can, but I wouldn't be on no board like that involving her, especially your job. But she's the attorney. Ask her.
But it's, at the end of the day, it's not my call. All I can do is make a recommendation.
But this is not what Daniel's talking about. You saying that I shouldn't be on that board, that committee.
I'm saying my recommendation to not, because at the end of the day, that committee is going to make a recommendation to the board.
That's going to weigh heavy.
That could affect conditions of your employment.
Okay. Y'all think you did? Let's just take a show of hands. Do you all want to form a committee? Is that what y'all want to do, or do you want to?
I'm just saying it's just stupid what we act on. Department heads, let's ask questions. If that's what we need, let's get it over with.
Just have a recess meeting.
Just a recess meeting goes to the department. He can say everything he wants to say. They can answer it their way. I don't want to do it every meeting, no. We just need to have a good and be done with it, sounds like.
Well, if you had that committee, though, you could at least run numbers. Where he was talking about dollars. You could maybe throw
not like him, though. He should have one if he's done all the research.
thing about a committee sometimes, a committee can be I wouldn't say misled, but I would say that they would be led to believe that this is the right way, whether it is or not, on some instances.
I see.
But if you all think you all would be better served having a committee, I'm not totally against it either.
The committee, the deal would be cutting down on time. I mean, it would, they would, I mean, the way I would be looking at it, I mean, instead of. Instead of, you know, like right now.
Well, we really shouldn't have had all this discussion tonight, because there was nothing we could do about it tonight anyway.
Well, that's why I asked for a recess meeting, have the parties be standing in front of us, Mr. Collinsworth, your litter coordinator, and get what they say and let them know what's expected of them.
Let's set a date then, set a recess date. What day's good for you all? Hey, the calendar right over there.
You talking within the next week or so, or?
Yeah.
Make a motion to do it a week from today, that gives it time to hit the paper, and, or is that too quick?
Well, it's not too quick. I'm trying to avoid Tuesdays.
Today, sir?
Oh, a week from today, that'll work, I'm sorry.
I may not be here.
I'm so accustomed to being here on Tuesday nights.
I will be out of town from the 24th through the 5th.
Chairman's gonna be out of town then.
Yeah, I'll be out of town from 24th through the 5th.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we still haven't met with them people. I've been here for 8 years. I know what's gonna be said. I could just about tell you word for word right now. If I stand up at the podium, I could tell you everything gonna be said.
You're gonna be at this meeting.
When are you coming back?
I'll be back by the 5th, because the Lynn Wisco meeting's on the 5th.
When?
So if you want to do it, if you said you wanted to get away from Tuesdays, how about the 8th or the 7th?
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, regardless of what information Gary's had in the past, if you want him to have fresh information, he needs to be able to confirm that everything's still there. As far as if you're looking, I don't know what you're asking for.
I don't either. I don't like comparisons with Scott County or Wise County, because we're different counties and we got totally different needs.
Geographically different. We just need to see what works best for us. And
sometimes a comparison is good with certain issues, but trash ain't one of them. Would that either one of those days be good for you all, the 6th or 7th, or is that too early, too quick?
We don't need to do it on Tuesday.
What is the 6th?
Well,
I was looking at March, I think.
Yeah, February 6th is Tuesday.
Okay, how about the 7th or the 8th?
I would be good with the 8th, I'll say.
I can make anything.
How about you all?
I'm being selfish with my time.
Mike, you said it'd be better for you to be at about 6, wasn't it?
5:30 or 6, yeah. 5:30.
Whichever's easiest for you.
I'm coming straight from work here, cause there's nobody usually comes to a recess meeting.
Oh, I'm flexible anytime.
Oh my god. I didn't know they had flexible hours over there. That's up, maybe that there you go, I'm glad you brought that up.
It may have the same last.
Let me ask, Mr. Clarity, do you want to deal with the works litter and solid waste that night, or do you wanna save works litter?
I would save it because we talked about bringing them in public, it's gonna be in the paper.
Okay.
It's my opinion.
Good enough.
You talk about, you say bring her in or not?
I would save them to come in a monthly regular meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's gonna report that we already talked about bringing them in. If we're going, if we look like we're gonna hide them, in my opinion, we've been.
Well, I just thought, the two really don't go together, we can separate them out and keep them on that schedule, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be a Gary Collinsworth show, so.
Okay.
Okay. The eighth at six, is that good, everybody? Making the motion to recess until February the 8th, 6 PM.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Stacy, I'm sure glad you're well good when you said knock on wood, you didn't say knock on trash, or we'd have went down that way.